Lebanon stands at a crossroads. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon's new government passed a confidence vote, but that's not making citizens feel any better about the future. And ahead of International Women's Day, hear how one ministry is helping women find a place in the story of Christ. But first, the financial crisis in Lebanon continues. New government passed a vote of confidence despite public protest. Tom Adama of Heart for Lebanon says the new government strongly backed by Hezbollah from Iran.
The prime minister has to be a Christian, and then you have the Sunni Shiite all have a part in this. They found a Christian to run for prime minister. He said yes, but he was appointed by Hezbollah. So he's really a Hezbollah person. So remember, when we talk about Christian in the Near East, we're talking cultural Christians.
The new government is also rejecting aid from the International Monetary Fund, and Adama believes that Iran is controlling Hezbollah to have some influence in the situation. In the middle of these messy politics, Lebanon faces a crossroads. Adama recalls the words of a Lebanese official.
We've tried everything to fix our economy, our systems, to get rid of the corruption. We've done all this stuff, and where we ended is in a big, deep, dark, black hole, and there's no hope. He said, but I've come to the conclusion that we've had hope all along, and that's found in Jesus Christ.
And Adama says this is the moment for relational and holistic ministry in the Near East. Pray that Christ would work in Lebanon.
I look back over my life. I've never seen a time where you can reach Muslims as openly and as willingly and as legally as you can at the moment.
Next, the Devadasi lifestyle is outlawed in India, but the practice remains. Now, Devadasis are temple prostitutes dedicated to a god or a goddess. Much of the money they earn goes to the temple as a religious offering. Heda was only 7 years old when she became a Devadasi. At first, she was mesmerized by the dedication rituals and processions for her, but things quickly grew dark as she realized what was expected of her. When Heda tried to run, her mother forced her to stay or risk stoking the goddess's wrath. Fear kept Heda enslaved and stole her childhood. She never had an education, so alternative employment was out of the question until she went to an adult literacy class with Mission India. These classes empower men and women with a fifth grade level in reading, writing, and math. Mission India's Eric Morsehead says that's not all.
These classes also provide microeconomics, so they teach women how to start their own business and earn an income. And really, they provide lifelong skills that they can transfer to their family. The mom always comes back to the family and helps bring that family out of poverty and shows their daughters the power that they can have and how valuable they are.
Most importantly, adult literacy class students hear the gospel, sometimes for the first time.
Oftentimes, we get to see women receive Jesus and their lives are forever changed eternally.
Pray for women like Heda to find freedom in Jesus. And United Nations staff are observing International Women's Day today, ahead of the annual March 8th designation. Supporters observe this day globally to advocate for women's rights. But despite progress in key areas, a third of all women and girls worldwide still suffer from gender-based violence. Peggy Banks heads up Transworld Radio's Women of Hope program, which helps women find their place in God's story.
We are encouraging them to see themselves from God's perspective, to see that they have a purpose and a plan. And we have teams on the ground in 125 different countries that connect with these listeners, do Bible studies with them. We have prayer groups. So there's many ways that we touch and connect the lives of women, ultimately having them come to know Jesus.
This year, they want to help even more women find freedom and meaning in Christ.
We hope to enhance our content, enhance presence on social media, maybe translate more languages so that women in other countries, especially closed countries, can hear a message of hope about a God who loves them.
And if you're hearing this in the San Diego area, you can meet Peggy in person tomorrow. Details at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website to donate online or get the address to send a check. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.